The first time it happened, it was an accident. I was drying a pint glass and the damn thing broke with my hand in it. Cut a gash an inch wide across my knuckle. I grabbed a dish rag and pressed as hard as I could to staunch the flow of blood. When I stopped feeling woozy, I took the dish rag away to see how bad it was. And it was pretty bad, all right. I could see meat and gristle and tendons in there. There was also something else, something white and angled. First I thought it was a thread from the dish rag. I grabbed it with some tweezers and tugged. And the white thing was wider than I thought, about half an inch, and it just kept coming out of the wound. 2¼ inches worth. Must have reached back to the base of my wrist, just under the surface. 1/2 inch by 2¼ inches, and white. I flipped it over, and written on it, in Gothic script, were these words. Stay off of elevators. Weird, right? I bandaged the cut myself, didn't have insurance, and I figured that somehow I must have gotten drunk and let someone put it in me. God knows I've done crazier shit when I was drunk. That said, next day I used the stairs at work. Jennings, that asshole and accountant, rode the elevator. It malfunctioned, caught his leg, and on his trip up to 8, it sheared his foot off at the ankle. Sure, he got a fat payout, but I'm not the one with a cane and a gimp. Anyway, fast forward about 1.5 years, I'm drunk again, and my buddy Scott slams the door on my hand. He about takes my fucking pinky off, that prick. I fall over in the gutter and I'm thrashing and puking. Scott tries to grab my hand and put pressure on it. I yank away and he pulls another one of the white slips out of my wound. This one says, your lucky numbers. 10, 27, 33, 35, 42, 8. On the way back from the hospital, I had insurance at that point. Scott thinks it's fucking hilarious to stop at the 7-Eleven and buy a lottery ticket with those numbers. I about punched him in the face, but my hand was too busted up. The next day he calls me and the motherfucker won 20 grand. He split it with me or I would have punched him in the face for certain. We told the papers about it and got a little press and that was the end of it, so I thought. Then last year I had to get my appendix out. Damn thing was swole up like granny's fucking goiters, man, I swear to God. And I wouldn't have believed this shit if I didn't have the videotape. Doc cut me open, pulled out the appendix, and one of those slips was coiled around it. He peeled it off and it said, exits can be more important than entrances. Now, the way Doc says it, he'd been putting off his colonoscopy for years. But that slip did it. He caught the colorectal cancer early, and now he's fine, free and clear, and I get free medical for life. He told the newspapers, and they started calling me the human fortune cookie. When that rag hit the stands, I got a call from some dude in Tokyo. He wanted to pay me 50 grand to cut me open and take out a slip. I told him I couldn't guarantee there were more any slips in me, but he said he'd pay anyway. I said okay. He showed up with his pretty little wife, and the doc supervised. This Japanese cat cut into my arm. There was a goddamn slip in there. He pulled it out, read it, went dead white, slapped his wife across the face and walked out. He started bawling and begging for forgiveness. I don't know what was on that slip. Now I'm rich. Rich and fucking pug ugly. Knotted and gnarled from all the scar tissue. But I'm goddamn rolling in it. How about you, buddy? You got the cash? You can cut me open and pull out anything you need. Anything at all.